lift.
From the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio, it's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rap. That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Tomorrow, Friday, we will be at the Omni. So if you happen to be in the area, pop on in. You go in the main entrance, veer to your right, follow it all the way back to Kitchen Notes, and then the back end of Kitchen Notes is our location. You're welcome if you want to come by. Love to see you. 615-844-5600 as we get launched on this Thursday edition. That is the call text option line. 615-844-5600. We do emphasize, we do accentuate the texting portion of that number on Twitter at Bill S. King. And you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Check on in at any moment that you choose this morning. Guesting! Oh, yeah, that part of the show. Yeah, we've got guesting today. TJ Pittenger, top of hour two. We'll get down to Tampa where he is located. Dave Hooker, Off the Hook Sports, up on Rocky Top. They've got spring football practice going on. They have the basketball team in the Sweet 16. And you've got Tony Vols, the baseball team, which is ranked in the top 10. I don't check the rankings every day, but somewhere around 5, 6, 7, 8, ranked somewhere there. And they've got the Diamond Dogs coming to Rocky Top for a three-game intra-league matchup starting on Friday. Dave Hooker. Also, hour three, that would be J.C. Sherbert from Chicago. Now, actually, he's from South Carolina, but he's living up in Chicago right now. He's got thebigspur.com and also his collective, which I've already forgotten the name of it. Is it the Garnet Trust? Something just hit me there. It was Carolina Rise, and I've said that so long. I was talking to JC about that last week. I'm going to have trouble making the transition to the new name. I just am. I believe that's right, but as usual, you folks, because in this audience we have a collective bean counting group, you folks out there, if I've got that wrong, feel free to check on me there. Yeah, feel free. Yeah, fun time of year. I enjoy the non-playing portion of the season. I do. I enjoy the calendar the way it is. I enjoy the non-playing portion. Now, that doesn't mean that I am excited once we get back to the games. I'm very excited. But I enjoy the rhythm of the calendar. And this time of year, you've got the NCAA basketball tournament, which is lots of fun. You have the college baseball, which I adopted, oh, 8 or so years ago. And then you have, on top of that, spring football, which, again, I divorced myself from obsessing over that about 30 years ago. Because spring football is fake football. But, nonetheless, there are people who get all into it. But I love this time of year. All the variety out there starting to warm up some. Everybody's getting excited. It's just fun, man. I enjoy this time of year. We'll go, I tell you what, let's take a call early this morning. Old Hickory. That's in the 615 for you folks outside the area. Lots of folks outside the area listen to the show. And this is Spence. Welcome in, sir. Hello there.
Hey, it's Joe from Old Hickoryville.
Oh, Joe, I'm sorry. Joe, good morning, Joe. Joe is one of the original Vanderbilt fans on this show.
Well, Bill, it's been a while since I called, but it's taken me 6 months to ask you a good question about Vanderbilt football. But I'm always listening. What do you think, Bill, about Clark Lea hiring Jerry Kill to basically teach him how to be a head football coach? Do you like that move?
Joe, let me, some of the folks here are going to know Joe. Some may not know Joe. Joe is a very practical, pragmatic Vanderbilt fan. He loves them, but he doesn't sugarcoat if need be. I like Jerry Kill. I think that's probably a good hire, but Joe, you and I both understand that's akin to rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. Right.
Well, Bill, you're right. You know, I put the bar as low as you can put it without putting it on the ground for Vanderbilt football. I don't expect much.
No, it's not going to matter. But could he be a nice addition? Yes. Is it going to change the ultimate outcome, which we all know at Vanderbilt what the ultimate outcome is? And the answer is no. Emphatically no.
Well, I can understand that. You know, sometimes at Vanderbilt you have to hope against hope. And, as crazy as I am, this will be year 44 for me to go out there and have season tickets to football and basketball. But I thought it was a pretty good, you know, pretty good move to get him because, you know, when he was at Minnesota, he was pretty darn good until he had all them seizures.
Correct. No, he's been a good coach. He is a fundamentally sound coach. But it's a personnel problem. He's not a magician. And there's a significant continuous personnel problem at Vanderbilt, and now in this environment, which is the freebie transfer environment, they can't even keep what little talent they get most of the time. It's tough.
It is. You're absolutely right.
So your first year was 79 or 80. Is that right?
His first year was 81. This
okay.
will be my 44th year. The first game I ever saw in that new – when remember they rebuilt the stadium at that – Springs of 81,
right.
They finished it in summer of 81, and they beat the first game I saw in that new stadium. They beat Maryland with Charlie Wysocki as their big running back, and they had Jerry Claiborne as the head coach. That was quite an upset for Vanderbilt, and that was probably the highlight of my Vanderbilt career going out there.
And that was before Claiborne ended up at Kentucky.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. That Maryland team was actually a pretty decent team that year. It was, you know how first games of the season are, Bill. Sometimes you can get a team of lesser talent who can win that first game of the season. Opening day can be a little tricky in college football.
I was at the game, and I don't remember. It was 75 or 76 at Vanderbilt when they upset a top five Florida team. I was
74.
At that game.
Yeah, I listened to
I was
on
at
the radio. 74.
I was at the Frank Mordica Air Force game as well, where he rushed for 300-something yards, right?
They lost that one.
Right. But he broke all kinds of records in that ball game. I was going to games there as a kid regularly. Now, again, as a kid, are you paying a lot of attention? No, you're running around, right? As a kid, you're not sitting there like we would be watching the game intently, but lots of experiences over there, my friend.
Absolutely. I tell you, that Florida team had Tony Green at running back. He was an All-American. And they had Scott Brantley at linebacker, and Vanderbilt beat them. It was some kind of win for them. I remember listening to it on the radio, and it was so, you know. That was,
Brantley was a beast, absolute beast.
Oh, yeah. And Gaffney was one of those Gaffney guys was the quarterback. You know, along
right.
with Mike Fisher, I think.
Was it Derek Gaffney, maybe? Might have been Derek.
I think you're right, Bill. I think you're right. Brother, I appreciate you and Patton so much. Y'all just keep up the good work, and I'm always listening.
All right, man. Checking in there. How about that? Joe over in Old Hickory. Checking in. A long-time suffering Vanderbilt fan. And Joe is, the ones that don't know him, very, I'll use the word again, pragmatic. He understands the fatality of Vanderbilt, period. Not just Vanderbilt football, of Vanderbilt, period. And the chances that they will ever get the culture pointed in the right direction there is zero. Not 0.1%. No. That'd be too high. The chances that they ever get the culture and everything fixed there is zero because it's not a priority. They spend money. They're spending money right now on facilities like crazy. And you know what? Throwing money at something does get people's attention, but it doesn't solve the problem. It certainly beautifies things. Nothing wrong with that. But it doesn't ultimately solve the problem. Vanderbilt's parties do not involve winning ball games in the Southeastern Conference. They will tell you that it is, and they will lie to you about that forever. But it's not. Because words don't matter. Actions matter. Actions supersede words always. And all you have to do is take a long gaze at Vanderbilt history. It's not hard. Don't have to go to law school to know this. Topwater Assassin over in gorgeous South Carolina. He's excited. Clemson baseball is red hot. Year two with Coach Bakich. Basketball team in the Sweet 16. Football team. All right, we'll take the break. I get the Top Honor Assassin here in a second. This is the music.
Good morning. A steady flow of traffic right now spotted coming up through the Antioch area on 24 westbound, passing Bell Road. They're still working a couple of accidents out here. One in Madison, 1500 block of Gallatin Pike. It did have some injuries. Again, they're just filling out paperwork there. It's already picking up also on 65 right now up through Williamson County as you work your way up from Franklin into Brentwood. Hey, 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee. It's Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over two decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cut, from the traditional fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu, from salmon to scampi, and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
I suspect a lot of Titans fans, I'm not sure, but I suspect will want Kevin Byard back. This team has turned over a new leaf, a whole new look completely in this market. We're about to embark on something we have never seen in 25 years.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Hashtag Fat Side Up. Tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
TJ Pittenger, top of hour two. Dave Hooker also in that second hour, and JC Sherbert, hour three. Topwater Assassin says, Bill, Arizona is a very tough matchup for Clemson. Clemson fans are only giving them a puncher's chance. But if we somehow get by Arizona, there is nobody we are scared of. Already beat North Carolina. Never dreamed I'd be talking Clemson basketball in late March, Bill. Good point. That's a good point. Good time to be a Clemson fan. Everything that's going on right now. And the football program is, I was just playing earlier. I mean, the football program, here's the issue with Clemson. They've had so much ridiculous success that they're held to a standard that might not be, it's debatable, might not be realistic. Again, it's still a good football team. It's just not better than good right now. Two national championships competing for others. Generational quarterbacks, incredible defensive lines. Until about 2-3 years ago, playmakers on offense and running back and receiver. That's not the case anymore. Quarterback play, not the same either. Now, is it realistic to have a Deshaun Watson and Pretty Boy and just say, just let the next group just like that flow on in here? Maybe not. That's hard. You can't just keep bringing in the next Deshaun Watson or the next Pretty Boy. That's hard. I don't care who you are. Even if you sign Johnny Five-Star, which they have. They've signed big name. quarterbacks, but they have not produced like those guys. But yeah, good time to be a Clemson fan, I would think. Johnny Vegas down on the Emerald Coast checking in. Today's baseball plays with Thursday games getting started. I love it. Yeah, I love it. He says he's got Arkansas and LSU play. Arkansas minus 200. Vanderbilt minus 445. They just got swept by South Carolina. Virginia Tech minus 315. He's got A&M minus 270. Oregon State, which Johnny Vegas said they announced they're going to be an independent, at least this next year in baseball. Wazoo minus 110 and UC Irvine minus 180. If you are playing at home, if you're into college baseball, those are his plays. And again, depending on the state you're in, if you get the apps and everything else, you can have some variety there. Last year, I did my baseball betting on FanDuel, and this year it's been more DraftKings. Now, again, no real reason. It's not like I'm shopping around. I'm not. I don't take it all that seriously, but I do know which apps are the best for it, and right now I'm kind of liking DraftKings. Mike the Mad Dog, down in Noonan, Georgia. Bill, Vanderbilt fans have a weekly AA meeting, which is for them stands for Aggravation Anonymous. I grew up around it. And I'll tell you, in the history of Vanderbilt, and I know there's very few people on this planet who are Vanderbilt fans. They have a tiny fan base compared to any other school in the SEC. They do. Very, very minuscule. And not only do they have a tiny fan base, but Vanderbilt tries to run those folks off too. Now, they may not be outward about it, but they do. I'll give you the very first time I noticed this. It was late 80s, and Watson Brown, Mac Brown's brother, former Vanderbilt quarterback, former offensive coordinator in the early 80s for George McIntyre. Before he got the jobs at Rice in Cincinnati, he got the head jobs there, left Vanderbilt as coordinator to take those jobs. I always forget Patton, and Patton wasn't even born then, but I don't remember if he took the Rice job first, then Cincinnati, or Cincinnati first, then Rice. I think it was Rice, then Cincinnati. Anyways. And then he was brought back to be the head coach at Vanderbilt. And Watson, who has been on this station a bunch, moved back home, lives in Cookeville, where he and Mac Brown grew up, was considered back then. You know how we always have the next or the next few offensive whiz kids, right? Watson was an offensive whiz kid back in the 80s. He was a whiz kid before the internet and everything else. Social media. Watson was. And he was brought back to Vanderbilt as alma mater to save football from its historic destiny. Other than the McGugan era, I guess. And he got here and there's probably never been a more popular hire than Watson. In the history of Vanderbilt, probably sports, but let's just say football, there's never been on West End, Nashville, a more popular hire than Watson Brown. He would be there, and obviously I can't compare, but love like Kirby Smart, Georgia fans Kirby Smart. Or at the beginning, love like Tennessee fans Johnny Majors. Like that. One of your guys. They played there. And Watson got the offense going, but they couldn't play defense, and things eroded. They hired a new AD. Roy Kramer left for the SEC office to be the commissioner, and they brought in Paul Hulihan, who had no connections here and certainly didn't know Watson Brown anything, didn't care anything about Watson Brown, and ran him off to bring in Jerry DiNardo. And the fan base at Vanderbilt, and let's face it, Watson was not winning. So I'm not trying to necessarily take sides, but I'm just telling you the fan base reacted, I'd say, 100% negatively. And they lost whatever amount of fan base they had. They lost a good chunk of it right there. Now, let me repeat, I'm not necessarily being critical of that move because Watson was not winning. His last year, I believe it was his last year, it was the opener or one of the first games of the year. They played Mississippi State. And I'm going to embellish. They had to go down there. They got killed. And I think they had, and again, maybe I'm embellishing, I think Vanderbilt had something like 7 ACLs in that game. It was just literally a massacre. They also lost to SMU badly the first year SMU came back from the death penalty. It was not good. So, again, I'm not being critical of the move. I'm just telling you the reaction to the move was overwhelming. Vanderbilt fans that I knew that were passionate, they would go sit there and watch Vanderbilt get killed and pay happily for it, said, I'm never going back. I am never going back. It's not happening. That was the first time. And I'm not criticizing the move that was made. They brought in DiNardo. Then DiNardo and Hulihan further accentuated the problem by basically telling everybody in town, don't come to the games if you're not a Vanderbilt fan, which is devastating because Vanderbilt doesn't have enough fans to fill up those. They couldn't fill up a high school facility. Hulihan mainly did this. And immediately they were criticized for being outsiders, and they were not liked at all. They were not liked at all. It was horrible in this town. Rick George, the AD at Colorado, was the recruiting coordinator. I got to know him got to know all those guys during this period of time. And DiNardo ended up a couple of years later leaving after losing to Tennessee 65-0, basically that same day taking the LSU job. Not kidding. And then Vanderbilt hires Rod Dalhauer from the Philadelphia Eagles, which was further a catastrophe. He took all this personnel that was recruited to run the I-bone and immediately in spring started a pro-I-formation offense, which was beyond catastrophic. It was beyond anything you could dream of. And that crashed and burned. I don't even know. How long did that? Did that make it 2 years? It didn't make it long, but it was a freaking disaster. And they lost more fans. Again, whatever little they had, they lost even more after that. That is the history, y'all. I mean, it's deeper than that, but that is... That's... Going up here in the 615, you get all that, even if you're not interested, through osmosis. No, Kev, up in Chicago. Bill, did you see where Reese Davis said a playoff team contemplated skipping their game? I did not see that. I did not see that. Who is he? Is there any idea who he's referring to? Yeah, I don't. If that's real, I don't know that story. Topwater Assassin. Bill, we can't get FanDuel in South Carolina, but they have odds to make the playoff posted. Somebody from the ACC and the Big 12 has to go. Every team in both leagues is plus money. Even if I could bet that, I'm not crazy about tying up money for 9 months. No, most people aren't. Now, Brad, and he's a pro, he'll make 100 bets that you can't get your ROI on until at the end of the regular season. If it's about team win totals. But yeah, most people don't want to. Now, if it's somebody's win total and you have $50 on it, I don't think that's a big deal. But tying up a bunch of money with bets preseason on win totals means, again, they keep it all the way through until early December. I guess that's when you get your payout, because the win total is based on 12 regular season games. 12. Not the postseason. And if one of those games, because of a hurricane or something, gets canceled, your bet also gets canceled. Now, again, you get your money back on that. But even if you are winning, that bet gets canceled. Now, if you're just betting week two and you think you like the odds right now and you think it's going to move in your favor, then you'll get paid after week two if you win. On that day, I guess. But, yeah, that is an item about tying up money. That is. Guys like Brad don't care about that, but a lot of people do. No. That's a typical reaction, a very normal reaction. Yeah, back to the Reese Davis comment. I would have to see the clip, and I don't know really what team, or was that this year? Was that somewhere during the playoffs? Is that recent? Is that, what was the reason why they contemplated not playing? Was it they were going to hold out until somebody paid money? Or what was it? Who would that have been? Yeah, who would that have been? Of those teams this year, I just can't see Texas, Washington, Alabama, Michigan. I can't see one of them doing that, but I don't know. Yeah, I didn't see the story. We'll get the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're wrapping up an earlier wreck, 24 eastbound, right near Ellington Parkway. Again, that should be in its cleanup stages now. It's starting to get a little bit busy on 24 westbound, coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, like it normally does. This time of the morning, headed up past Bell Road, up through Antioch, as it also builds on Vietnam Vets, going westbound through Hendersonville, headed towards Conference Drive. It's also picking up on 65 up through Franklin into Brentwood, coming northbound. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on the menu, like grilled chicken tenders. Check them out today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Childress Collision Center is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by family-owned and operated Childress Collision Center. From a scratch or a dent to a full collision repair and expert paint matching, trust Childress Collision Center. Stop on by 1108 8th Avenue South in Nashville or call 615-266-4441. 615-266-4441. That's Childress Collision Center. They're people who care.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food. 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
It's JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, maybe that's your answer.
There, yeah, I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Couple notes. Tomorrow we'll be at the Omni doing the show. Speaking of notes, we'll be in Kitchen Notes, which is the restaurant. Main entrance, veer to your right, keep walking, and you'll walk right into it. There's Kitchen Notes. We'll be back in the very end section, which actually, that section is called the quarter note. I don't think it says it. I don't think there's a moniker or anything, but that's where we will be if you happen to be around. Another note. 5 weeks from today. Little over a month. 5 weeks starts spring commitments down on the lovely Emerald Coast. That's right. 5 weeks. If you have not made your plans yet and you want to get involved, you want to come on down, that is certainly your prerogative. Love to have you. If you have any questions about the particulars, you would need to talk to Georgia Dog or Tom from Myrtle Beach, one of those two guys. They can give you specifics about the hotel accommodations at the Four Point Sheraton or the golf tournament. The four-man scramble which is on that Saturday, which would be the 4th, right? Yeah, the 4th. You want to come down and enjoy? And the weather ought to be really good. Yeah, it could be rainy too, but weather down there is gorgeous. And the spring breakers will be gone. And Memorial Weekend isn't until a few weeks later. So the spot there ought to be ideal. After that, if you try that around Memorial Weekend or shortly thereafter, you're talking about a crowd disaster. There's a lot of people want to go down there to the Emerald Coast. I mean, a ton of people. That's why I think that date is pinpointed ideally. Jeff in lovely Ashland City, Tennessee. Checking in. Bill, Vanderbilt is still telling sidewalk fans they don't matter. They had the CEO Harvey guy of the Black and Gold Club state that, and the Vandy AD never disavowed that. Yeah, they were, I don't know if they're still fighting, but they were fighting on Twitter. There were Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt doctors and lawyers fighting on Twitter. Supposedly. Now, again, I didn't really see it. I just heard people talking about it. And whoever is considered one of their top booster guys or voices, apparently, he didn't even want Stackhouse gone, right? But apparently they don't give a rip about the PR disaster they are. They just don't. They just don't. Clay says, Bill, and Clay's right here in the 615. He's a Vandy guy. Bill, I was at the Frank Mordica game. Game in the 70s, y'all, where Frank Mordica, Vanderbilt running back, rushed for over 300 yards against Air Force. I'm thinking that was 77, but you guys check me on that. He says, Bill, I was at the Mordica game and the Maryland game. It's in my blood. Too old to change, but yes, they lost a lot of fans over the decades, sadly. How many of you remember that Maryland team with Charlie Wysocki at running back? How many of you remember that? And Jerry Claiborne was not the coach then. It was Jerry Claiborne was the coach then. Yes. Bobby Ross was not there yet. But Jerry Claiborne was. And then Jerry left to replace Fran Kersey at Kentucky. If you guys all remember that. And then Bobby Ross later was at Georgia Tech. He was also in the NFL and got the Chargers? Got them to the Super Bowl. But Bobby Ross was at Georgia Tech and he was their head coach, for all you Tech fans. You will know this. In 1990, team that tied for the Natty, or won the Natty. It was a split deal, but you're the coaches and the AP poll. We looked yesterday, and the coaches poll. This would be an interesting little bit of research. How many teams historically have won a national championship in college football that were not ranked in the top 25 in preseason? I looked yesterday, that 1990 Georgia Tech team, and I just looked at the coaches' poll. They were not ranked in the top 25. I don't think they were ranked, if I remember from yesterday, until week 3. They're about 23rd then. How about that? Colorado, which, again, won a Natty that year, too. They were ranked incredibly high. Loaded team. Loaded. We'll get the break, then we'll start guesting top of hour two. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's pretty heavy now as we check it out live. 24 westbound here at Bell Road, Hickory Hollow Parkway. You got all that traffic flowing in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, towards Nashville, up through the Antioch area. It's already crowded down through Millersville on 65 southbound. As you come through White House as well, it's crowded, but it's moving through Hermitage at the moment. Keeping an eye on that traffic as that starts to crank up also out there in Wilson County through Mount Juliet towards Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on the menu like grilled chicken tenders, and so many more items. Check them out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
And now Comstock & Sons Construction is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Comstock & Sons Construction. For all your residential remodeling needs, give the pros a call today and ask about their military and senior discounts. 931-703-5623. 931-703-5623. That's Comstock & Sons Construction. They're professionals who care.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
It's a Bill King Show.
This next Saban topic is so interesting. I was thinking about the future, the new teams that the SEC and the B1G are bringing in, and the Big 12, the 12-team playoff, the lawlessness, the constant change, but now we enter the next playing portion without Nick Saban.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Bill King is the mother 12th data point of college football.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
Guesting here, top of hour two. TJ Pittenger will be with us, then Dave Hooker, hour three, JC Sherbert. Craig in North Augusta, South Carolina. Hey, Bill. Pulling for Vanderbilt is like trying to punch someone underwater in a dream. It's not possible, Bill. I don't know if I've ever had that dream. You know what dream that I have? And they say they're symbolic. One dream that I have, and it's not all the time, but it's reoccurring, is I'm in a car. I don't know what kind of car it is, but I'm in a car driving. And I'm going in reverse, not real fast. And I put on the brakes, except the brakes never work. I can never stop it from going in reverse. That's the dream. I have no idea. Don't even tell me what that means. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know what that means. Again, that may be once a month or once every 3-4 months. I don't know. I don't know how many times. It's not that common, but I have that dream. I have that dream. I'm in a car. Just, I don't know if it's a big sedan or if it's, I don't know. It's unclear. I'm going in reverse. I don't want to hit anything. I'm very conscious. I do not want to bump into whatever is around me. I don't want to hit it. I'm not speeding. It's not out of control fast. But I want to stop from going in reverse. And I'm on the brakes. I'm trying everything I can do, and it won't stop. Now, again, after that, I'm not sure. I don't think I ever end up hitting anything, which is weird. But I can never fully get the car to slow to stop. What does that mean? If it's something bad, don't tell me what that means. I don't want to hear it. I'd rather not know. Craig, Bill, pulling for Vanderbilt would be like in a dream trying to punch somebody underwater. It's not possible, Bill. That was interesting. Topwater Assassin over in South Carolina says, Bill, was the Cam Newton Auburn team, which would be 2010, in the top 25? I would think so. I would think so. College football rankings, and let's go 2010. Yeah, let's try 2010. And, okay, the first one I see would be the AP poll. And, no, it gives me the final rankings. I do not want the final rankings. That is not what I asked for there. 2010 football rankings. Let's see if this one's going to be more generous to us. No, this is, That's not going to work either. Yesterday I went right to it. I did not have any problems at all. Let's try Yahoo. No. That one's not going to help either. I'm guessing, though, that they were. Okay. The preseason AP football poll. Now, this is just preseason. I don't have them all listed out in front of me. Who do you think was ranked number one? Alabama. Coming off the 09 championship, remember, this turned into maybe Nick's biggest knucklehead team. Team lost 3 games. They're picked number one. After that, they won the next two. Ohio State was picked next. 2010, we're talking about the year that Auburn and Oregon played in Glendale, Arizona for the national championship. We were at that game. The show, we were out there that week. Boise State was ranked number 3. Wow. Florida number 4. Ouch. Florida was falling off the flat earth starting that year. Texas is number 5. Let me just go down through here, though. I won't give you them all. Auburn was ranked number 22. And this is the AP poll. I don't know if they were ranked in the coaches poll there. Yeah, I don't know. But they were ranked number 22. that year in the AP preseason. That would be Cam Newton, 6'5". You remember the name we had for him? Those of you who go back then, 6'5", 250. I would be out in public, and somebody would approach me and say, say 6'5", 250. And I'd say, I remember we were doing our show from the SEC Championship that year, which was South Carolina, Auburn, Spurrier. And people approaching me there in Atlanta, say 6'5", 250. And I'd say, like a dog. So they're ranked 22nd in the AP. TJ, when we come back, Omni Nashville Hotel.